No.
Okay. So, holding 17 days until Purim. See how this Shema. So, Purim is about building a kesher with the Borei Olam. So, there's no better way to build a kesher, like we said last night. Right? Beautiful Torah Nun Bey is about what Reb Nachman did with that Mishnah. So, the Inyan is Bordis. So, now, scattered throughout the Likutei Maharan, right? The Inyan is Bordis, but Dafka in Torah. In the Likutei Maharan Tinyana, which is Chelek Beis Torah Chaf Hei. It's a beautiful, beautiful Inyan about his Bordis. And we'll see another Torah now, and then we'll learn something from Rav Kivak. See after the Shema. So it goes like this. Ready? Right? Here we go. Has Bordis hu mal el yona gidola min akol. Right? His Bordis is something that's on a higher darga, a higher level than anything else. Gidola min akol. Above everything. Dahainu. So what does it mean? Right, to designate to yourself, to set for yourself at least an hour or more to be misbodied in a room or in a field. Now, again, an hour sounds a lot, and a lot of people water that down. It'd be like 5 minutes or 2 minutes, but I don't.
There's no measurement.
Listen, no, the deal is also that why not an hour? I mean, sometimes we water it down so much sometimes that, like, you know, listen, the Maisa, okay, start little by little, but you should know that, like, that like, Reb Nachman's not just saying an hour just for the tzaddikim. Like, that's legit. And sometimes we water down Torah so much that, like, we make it into how can we relate to that so much. Like, an hour a day is Bodhis is not crazy at all. It's just that we're crazy, that we think that that's crazy, you know? So, again, you should know that's a reality. An hour a day is reality. Again, we have to build step by step, but to know that he's not just like saying this to tzaddikim, saying this to us, right? Ulefarsi chasol bein levein kono b'tainos v'am t'laos, right? To speak and to explain your words to Hashem b'ta'anos, with different like claims v'am t'laos, and like, let's say, complaints even b'divrei chein, with like proper and nice speech v'ritzo yupius, right? And very nice and very gentle and very like kind type of words to Hashem. The vakesh ulischanim lefanis baruch, to beg and beseech before Hashem, she karvu elav lavodaso beemes, that the main nekuda that you're asking for in his bodhis is that what, that you exactly you come close to avodas Hashem. I mean, it's not just here that like I'm doing this so that I can look cool or do it. The nekuda is like we learned last night, a dvekas b'Hashem, right, to be dovek to the Borei Olam.
That's the main goal.
That's the main goal, to have a karvus Hashem.
Like, it could possibly be the Shema. Like, anything else,
right,
could,
meaning everything else is again, everything also, whatever it could be in life, brings you close to Hashem. Whether you're asking to have a tzlach in learning. So what's the point of that? Meaning to know, the point of that is that what? Dvekas b'Hashem. To have shalom bayis. What's the point of that? Oh, the Shechina dwells in my place. Right? To be zochah to get a proper job. Right? Or zochah to get into a camp. Whatever it is. Right? I mean, what? It's l'shem shemai. Yeah? Utfila v'sicha zu yeh b'loshon shemedabern bo. And this session of his bodhis, this tefillah that you're doing his bodhis, should be in the loshon that you speak. Right? It should be in your own comfortable words. Tainu b'loshon ashkenaz. So he says, b'mdina senu. Whatever your first language is. So if your first language is English, don't think that, oh, it's b'di'evit. No, it's l'chatchila. Right? Just as you're not going to go up to your friend and be like, you know, start speaking to him in Hebrew. Right? You speak in English. Speak to Hashem. As if you're speaking to a friend. Literally. Ki b'lashon ha-kodesh, kasha lo lefarish kol sichaso. Right? In speaking lashon ha-kodesh, it's hard to explain the words. V'gam ein halev nimshach achrei ha-diburim. Right? We're not pulled after that because we don't really understand it so well. It's not our first language. Yiddish. Right? Machmash einu murgul kol kach b'lashon, because we're not used to this lashon. Ki ein darkenu ledaber b'lashon ha-kodesh. We don't speak like that. Aval b'lashon ashkenaz. Again, when he says ashkenaz, talking about for us, it's English, yeah? Zal b'lashon ashkenaz. Yeah, or German, whichever one. Right? Aval b'lashon ashkenaz. Shemesaprim medaberim bo. The one that you speak. Kal v'karv yoso shabalibo. It's much easier to actually connect with what you're saying. Ki halev nimshach v'karav yoser el lashon ashkenaz machmashu murgal ba. Because what? Because your heart and your whole being is much more connected to what you speak, to the way you speak. Why? Because that's what you're used to, and that's what you're comfortable with. Yeah. Again, his bodhis is supposed to be comfortable. It's not supposed to be an uncomfortable. Like, you know, when you go to meet with like you're in a meeting and like it's uncomfortable because like you have to like impress this guy. Like his bonus is not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be very comfortable. Like you feel like this is my place. Right? Again, at the beginning, that's not like, just, for example, just as when you go on a date, right? Your first date, it's a little bit uncomfortable. Why? Because you haven't done it. It's just a good example, right? It's because you haven't done it. But as you go on, and hopefully, and if it's the right girl, you get more comfortable with it, right? That's how it's boarded. This also, it's a process, but you get comfortable. Like this is like my zone. This is where I am. You know. Ubalashan Ashkenaz Yachol Lefaris Kosi Chaso Ves Kol Asher Im Levavon. You can explain everything and whatever's on your mind. Yasiach V'Yisaper Lefanis Bar Chaver. That's the little thing. There's no limits in this boarded. Do whatever you want. Again, sometimes I feel so dumb saying certain things to Hashem, but like Lamaisa, it's everything, whatever you want, because you're building a real relationship. Just as in a relationship, you want to have a real relationship means a what? That you have a real connection with them, that they know you and you know them. Right? So that's what it is with Hashem. Don't be afraid. Right? Hein charata, whether it's regret or tshuva al avar. Again, sometimes we get afraid. Oh, I don't want to tell. Hashem knows what you did, because He was the one who gave you the kochos to do that avera. So tell Hashem that, like, I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry I did that with the breath that you gave me. I'm sorry I wasted that on using words like that. Uchuval avar. Vein bakashas tachnun liz kosas karev elav yisparach. Or whether it's bakasha, like, right, begging Hashem to bring me close. Mehayom v'ala be'emes. From today and halah means that today and going forward, right? Be'emes, truthfully. V'kayotze bazek kolchad lefum dargay. Everyone according to their madriga. Right? Everyone according to their madriga, but that's what it is. Hashem knows what madriga you're holding at. Right? He knows that we watch sports highlights. He knows that we think about girls sometimes. Right? He knows that we're excited to go back to America. He knows all these things. So you don't have to hide anything from him and tell him that, Hashem, like, I have certain taivas, and please help me out with that to bring it into MS. Like, don't be afraid of that. That's real. And I guarantee everyone has taivas. And everyone has things that we're not perfect in. Hashem knows that. So open up to him, because Hashem's the only one who could help you with that. Alright? Bizaher me'od. Again, bizaher me'od. Be very careful and be very consistent. Lahargil atzmo lahasmin bazeh mide yom biyom. Shom yuchedes. Right? Be very careful to make sure that you're makbid on this. That you don't go a day without doing his bodhis. Right? Again, that could mean 10 minutes a day. But that don't miss a day. And the rest of the day should be just be total simcha. Doesn't mean his bodhis isn't simcha. It means that in his bodhis, like, you can say things like, Hashem, I'm sorry I messed up. Or, you know, I'm sorry that you gave me this and, like, I'm broken over that. Right? But the rest of the day has to be besimcha. Right? This hanhaga of his bodhis is at such a high level. It's a way. The Eitza Tova Me'od Liskarev Lavi Sparach. This is one of the best advices that you could possibly have to how to come close to Hashem. Kizosi Eitza Klolius, because it's a general Eitza. It's an Eitza that has everything within it. Why? Because name me a topic in a Bodhis Hashem.
Davening.
Boom. Talk about Hashem. I need to work on my davening. Please help me out. No, give me a topic in a Bodhis Hashem.
Learning.
Hashem, I need help in Kibbutz Avim. I need help in Limud Torah. Give me a top. Shmir Sinai, boredom. How the heck can I be in this world? Machshavos. Alright, how can I probably speak to Hashem about that? Everything. His bodhis is not limited. You have everything you want in there. And it's up to you. Alright? Shekol HaKol. Ki Al Kol Mashi Yachser Lo Bavod Hashem. Whatever you're lacking in Avod Hashem, O Im Hu Rachok Legamri Mikol HaKol Mevavod Sayis Baruch. Or if you're mamish so far, Al Hakol, on all things, Yifari Sichaso, right? Explain your words. Go into detail. The Zohar says, go into detail. Bivakish Mito Yisbarach in Iskalel. And beg of Hashem to help you. Because Hashem could help you. Like we say in Ashrei, Yerkram Nachman talks about in the Kutamara, in the first Chedek. Says we say every day in Davening, three times a day, Tov Hashem Lakol. Which means that what? Tov Hashem, Hashem's good, Lakol for all. For every single thing. Even things that you think Hashem's not shaykh to, Hashem says, I'm shaykh to that. Everything. Right? Va'afilu im lefamim nistat min devarav. Let's say you have nothing to say. Ve'ni yachol liftach piv ledaber lefanav yisparakla. And you can't even open your mouth to speak to Hashem. Af apichein, even so, ze be'atzmo tov mo. That itself is very good. Why is that good? That's bad, no? Dehainu ha'achana shumuchan ve'omin lefanav yisparak. That the fact that you're there, right, the fact that you've prepared yourself to come before Hashem to speak to Him.
What do we learn in the Siddur Shalom where you just like just sigh?
Make yourself a kli. Yeah, anacha. Right, anacha. Right? B'chafet mishtoki k'ledaber. Exactly that. And you want to speak. Borilam, I don't have words to say, but I want to speak to you. That itself is a big thing. Alright? Ach she'inu yachol. Ze be'atzmo gam ki tomo. That itself is very good. Why? V'gam yuchal lasos lo sicho tefila mi ze be'atzmo. You could turn... Tell me, how would you turn that into tefila? That Hashem, I'm willing to say to you.
Asking for to say.
Hashem, I've lived with you for 20-something years of my life, and you've given me breath, eyes, ears, nose, family, and I have nothing to say to you. That's pathetic. Hashem, I'm a pathetic person. And that's a tefillah itself. See how what you thought is your biggest weakness just became the greatest tefillah. Right? Hashem, how is it possible I have nothing to say to you? Which means that what? I need to work on that. I need to build a relationship with that. On that itself, you could cry out to Hashem. Shenisrache kol kach, that I'm mamish so far. I don't even have words to say to you. And beg of Hashem for mercy. Hashem should have rachmanis on you and open up your mouth. That I could say the words to you. I have proper words to say. Vida. This is a big nekuda right now. Vida. And you should know. Shekama v'kama tzadikim gidolim mufursamim. A lot of tzadikim, not just like big tzadikim, like the real time tzadikim. Sipru, they said, shelo bolu madregasam. They did not come to who they were. Rak aydan agazu. Only through his bodhis. That through them being margil themselves in his bodhis, by building a relationship with Hashem, they weren't born tzadikim. They built it. Why? Through this hanhaga. How? Through this hanhaga. V'amaskil yavin. And a smart person will understand. Me'atzmo, godel mala sanagazu. How great this is! Ha'ola lemal lemala. How high it is! Where this avoda goes up to? V'hu davar hashav l'chol nefesh, and it's something that's equal to everyone, right? There's no specific person in Shai. It's anyone you want, right? And I'm sure if you really thought about it, you could speak from now until mamish Shabbos, to Hashem about everything. You could, if you really put your mind to it. Why? Because it's just talking, and a lot of people really enjoy talking, right? I mean, what? But here you could talk to anyone who's willing to listen to you 24/7. That's one of the nicest things about it also. Every person in the world has something to say. A lot of times we don't have the people who have time to listen to us. Hashem's always there. He listens to you whatever you want. And I'm telling you, just from not that I'm a bucky in this, but I've worked on it. I can't explain it, but you get answers also. Like, I so many times I've like had questions and like things that bothered me, and I've left his bodhis like, no shayla. It's like, pasha. Like, I know the answer already. I can't explain to you where that comes from, but you actually feel that you're in a conversation. Right? It sounds crazy, but the more you experience it, you're like, whoa, this is something that's legit. Right? Mikaton vargado, from a small person to a big person. Kikulam yichol linhog hanagazu. Everyone can do this. Vayidezeh, through this, yavol malagidol. You're going to come to be a big person. You're going to come to accomplish things in life. Ashrei sheyochaz bazeh. Praiseworthy is a person who grabs onto this. I mean, you want to realize that what you want to become someone, you want to become something. This is the Eitzah. And now it's the next paragraph. We've done this a couple of times this year, but it's good to see us. Gam tov vasos me'at Torah tefila. It's a very good thing to take your Torah that you learn and turn that Torah into tefila. Dehainu. So what does that mean? Kishelo made oshome eza maimer Torah mitzadik emes. If you learn something or you hear something from a tzadik, azayasa miza tefila. Turn that what you learned into tefila. Dehainu. What does that mean? Levakish uleschanim lefanam isbarach, to ask of Hashem al kol ma shenemar sham ba'osa maimer. Whatever you just learned, whatever you learn, say Hashem. Masai yizke gam hu lavo lochozeh. When am I going to be able to mekayim this? Right, you learn a piece of this. Say Hashem, Hashem, when am I going to be able to do his boat of this like this? Hashem, when am I going to be able to be zocha to shake a lulav properly? I'm going to be zocha to have a proper esrog. Right, I'm going to be zocha to mekayim the words of the. What's safe for everyone learns again? Olam ha'avod, olam ha'amidos, right? When I'm going to work on my midos. V'kam hu rachok mizeh, how far am I from this? V'yivakesh mito yizbarach she'yizakeu lavo l'chol ha'nemar sham bo'samaymar. And ask Hashem to help me to be mekayim everything I learned. V'amaskil v'chafetz be'emes. A person who really wants to enter into avodas Hashem, be'emes, yalichu Hashem b'derech Hashem, b'derech emes. Hashem's going to guide you. Why? Because you asked Him to guide you. The yavin ba'atzmo davar mitoch davar. This is what I'm telling you. That what you're going to come to understand things, but just by speaking out to Hashem. Eich liyasnaig ba'zeh. How I can go with it. Bofen sheyu devar divrechein utainos nechonos. That what? That my words that I speak to Hashem are proper. And they're praiseworthy words. And they're good. And they're graceful. L'ratzusu yisbarach, to be meratza Hashem, to appease Hashem. Shekavela avodah sobem, is that Hashem's going to bring you close to Him. Why? Because He sees that you really want to do it. Right? You could have a person who learns a lot. Why? Because they want to know more than anyone else. Then you have a person who learns it and says, Hashem, I just want to be misnahig this. I want to do this. Hashem says, how could I not help a person like this? He's learning this. He wants to do it to be close to me. Right? This sicha, speaking to Hashem like this, goes to a very high place. Ubefrat, specifically, kishaosa mi Torah tefillah. When a person takes his Torah and turns into tefillah. Mizeh nase shashum gidolim ol lemala. Right? From this, it creates unbelievable praise. Unbelievable shashum is like a hana. And to Hashem, imamish, unbelievable. Yeah? So, here. So now, go to Kuf. We'll do two lines in Kuf, and then we'll learn a piece from Rav Kiva. In the Kutim Aran Tanyana, Torah Kuf. It's very small. Over here. Go back. Over there. See? Got it? Over here. Got it? So it goes like this. Sipruli, we're just going to do the first four lines. Sipruli Sha'amar, Shemikaton Vad Gadol, from a person who's small to big. E Efshar, however, listen to his words, and this is something you have to underline. E Efshar Lios Ish Kasher Be'emes, it's impossible to be an Ish Kasher. Ki Imai Deis Bordis, only through his Bordis. That you want to know how to be a proper Jew, proper person, it's impossible unless it's through his Bordis. And he would mention a lot of big, big, big time tzaddikim who were known during that time. That the only way they came to be who they are was through what? Just through his bordis. Okay? Alright, so now we're going to learn a piece from this sefer, Sha'al Bini. Yeah, I printed it out for you. I think it goes like this, though. Alright? This Pa'al Ma. Alright, so there's two sheets. Go to that. I don't know how many it made. There. That's page two. Hey, I think this is yours. And there you go. Yeah. Alright, so this sefer is called Sha'al Bini. I bought an Uman Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem. It's from Rav Nissen David Kivak. Friend Avi Levy told me to get it. So basically what the sefer is, it's like Shilos and Chuvos in his Bordis. People asking him like different hadracha, right, in his Bordis. So I think there's something that's going to make it, I mean, it makes it lemaisa. They're like, how do I do it? Like, what do I do? So I read this Lel Shabbos and I thought it was mama's tremendous music. So listen to this, yeah? See where it is? At the Sheila. It's Pala Mashloman. You got it? So here we go. So here's the question. Harbei Pam, it's on page Kuf Samechei. Harbei pamim ani lo mein eza inyan. This is what someone asked to Rav Kivak. Harbei pamim ani lo mein eza inyan besifrei tzadikim shemal hiv osi mo'od. Mamish, he said, the guy was asking, say, I learned sometimes things in sifrei tzadikim, and mamish, it sets me on fire. Nin meli b'shas ma'isa shekimat v'zachiz yizeh. And I feel like when I'm learning it, I'm mamish holding by that madriga. Ach, b'po'al, but when it comes to action, achri kam regaim. After a couple of moments, you read this, the slavus goes away. And I realize that what I learned, I'm so far from it. So he says, how do I be mekayim what I learned? America, this is tremendous, tremendous piece. So here's the answer. Tshuva. Pamim she'adam roe she'ish lo harbei rayano shel chizuk. So a person sees often that you have a lot of different inyanim of chizuk, a lot of proofs of chizuk. Aval adayin eino matzliach l'schazik l'maisa, l'kayim es mashi yedeh. But what happens? But you see that I don't bring that out. I don't fulfill it. I mean that I learned all these yanim, and I just feel empty from it, right? Ha'etzahi, so what's the etzah? How can I possibly take all that I'm learning and bring it into action, that I start being mekayim this? Ha'etzahi lizbodid. The etzah is lizbodid this. Kedei lahachnis as ha'emes hazo b'libo. To bring this emes, to bring all that you learned into you, to make it a part of you. Lizbodid al mashalamad. Eich lasur mera. To be mizbodid on what you learned. That how could I be sur mera? Okay, it's a lasso stove. Or how can I do mitzvos? Ve'echlis alos b'kedusha. How to enter into kedusha? Enter up into kedusha. Bili his bordis without his bordis on this. Adam lomin harbei dvarim. You could learn a lot. Ve'ulai nishar mocha, and it could remain in you, and you could get 100 on a test, right? And you could know all the stuff. And if someone asks you, Mesias Sharm, you could say it by heart. Aval, but hanefesh atzma nisharas krua. but your neshama, your nefesh is mamish ripped. B'chutz legamrei, and it's mamish chitzonius shebechitzonius. There's nothing on fire inside. You could get hundreds on all the tests, and you could know it all by heart. But there's nothing. There's no, you're dry. You're a dry piece of wood of nothing. His bordis he mal eliona. His bordis is such a high level. V'chol hatzadikim lo zachul madregasam lohotzi lepol es kol ratzono shiyu lahem ki imai de etz zoshel bordis. You want to know how all the tzadikim became tzadikim? It was because they worked on it and they were his bodate on it. That what they begged of Hashem, help me be mekayim what I'm learning. Ha'olam hazeh mali nisyonos kashim. We know this world is full of nisyonos. Right? You can't even walk into the hallway of the yeshiva here. Right? It's crazy. Right? Imagine being in New York. Imagine being in anywhere. Right? The world's crazy. Kotel even, right? It's crazy. V'aderech shazachu la'amod b'chol nisyonos. So how could you stand up to the nisyonos? How could you possibly be misgaber over them? L'dios anashim k'sherim, he rak ayde zvordis, only through zvordis. I could testify to you when I was in YU, right? You see, again, it's a good place, but like, my zvordis that I did there was a lifesaver. Why? Because A, you're in New York City, which is nuts. And B, you think you're in YU, but you're really Stern's there every night, you know? No, that's a reality. And you don't realize people drop left and right. Why? Because they're not misbodin on what they're doing. Right? This bold is what it makes you above it. It makes you be mekayim what you're doing. And like we just saw before, EF Shalios Ish Kasher Be'emes Kimai Deis Bodis. V'achri Kol Mash Zachin Lishmo Me Rabbeinu Zal. Right? After all we heard from Rabbeinu, Toros V'sichos Binyani Avodus Hashem. Right? Shekayadua. Rabbeinu Zal. So this is one of the best parts about Breslov also. Is that, you know, different Rebbeim want their guys. I want this guy to be a big businessman. I want him, like, or, you know, I just want them to, like, learn from me, but I'm the tzaddik. The whole Indian, all Rabbi Nachman wanted of his Talmidim, rotza lasos miko echad tzaddik gamor. He wanted to turn every single one of his chassidim into a tzaddik gamor. That's all he used to speak about. Is that I'm not looking for you guys to be subpar. I'm not looking for you to be average. I want you to be tzaddikim. I want you to push yourself in Avodas Hashem. And he said, and the things he said also are big things, right? So how could you be mekayim all these diburim? Ki afim londim liman amok. Even if you go very deep into what you're learning, zemeir laadam rakshu begadas amochin. Right? Only if a person is gadas amochin, which means that, well, you're on a very high level. It really it fires you up. Avab matzavim sheina begadas. But what happens when a person's in a low state, where you're not feeling well, or you're just not feeling it that day? How could it be mekayim what I'm learning? Right? I'm just not feeling it. So what? So it's just empty? Through his bordis, it brings that ore that you learned, lemata, limkomo, to your low makom, which we're all in. Right? That what? But through his bordis, it brings an ore to that makom. To even be mekayim things in our makom where we are. Whatever derech is. But his bordis shows you the derech to go. But it gives you new kuchos. Why? Because again, you're speaking to the Bor Yolam. The Bor Yolam, I'm in a low place. I'm being open with you. You don't have to hide anything. Bor Yolam, you know better than us. I'm in a low place right now. I need your help. And you know what happens when you do that? Hashem says, oh, someone's going out of his way to speak to me? Boom. How can I not help him? There's so many things in life that stop a person from entering into Avodas Hashem, as we know. Aval, Aideis Bordus, Niftach Hashar Vuzochli Kanes. You know what happens to this Bordus? It opens up the gates and you can enter in. Kol HaEitzos Shal Rabbeinu Him Kimotz. This is Givadik, what he says right here. All the Eitzos of Rabbi Nachman, Kimotz Smachim. They're like plants. So if you plant something and just leave it, what happens? It's going to die. But you know what I have to do with all the Eitzes of Rabbeinu? Is what? You have to load them up with water. So what's where do you get the water from? Like we say, the Hainu Tefillah, Kamashkasov, Shifchi, Kamayim Libech. That's talking about Tefillah. That what? So through Tefillah, which is Bordis, that what happens? That waters everything. And that waters that all the things I'm learning start to what? Start to come out. Vigam, Im Lamaisa, Lo Yizke Lekayim Bepoel, even if all these things I can't be Mekayim Bepoel, but if I daven for it and I cry over it, it's as if I was mekayim it. How do we know that? Like we say, in if you say karbanos every day in the Yiratzon, we say that today we don't bring karbanos. So how do we bring karbanos today?
Tefillah.
Tefillah. like we say, Unashama Parim Sifasenu, that we're mishalim the Parim, all the sacrifices, how? Sifasenu, through our mouth, through our lips. Right? Masha Adam is palabola mazeh, according to how a person davens in this world, Kishmagia Lemala, when you get up to Shemayim, Yagidu lo zachisa ledarga zo lezo. You're going to be zocher? You were zocher this level and this level? Why? I was never mekayim it. You know why? Because you're misbodied on it. Said Hashem, when am I going to be able to mekayim this? Right? When am I going to be able to do it? That's considered as if you're mekayim it. Again, it doesn't mean you shouldn't work to consistently push yourself. What? But happens, you have to daven over it. Unashalma parm safasenu. Tefillah really works. Umuva b'sefer eshtapchas anefesh, os yud beiz, maybe b'shem harav mitcharin zatzal. Linin yom hadin shal Rosh Hashanah, right? The day of Rosh Hashanah. She'ikr dino shal adam hu al shelo hayazar bin tefillah. He says, what? The ikr din of a person on Rosh Hashanah is that he wasn't careful with tefillah. Ki aide tefillah... Person only knew that through tefillah, yichol navo lechol tov. You come to everything through tefillah, the Torah, ulemaisin tovim, uletshuva, right to Torah and to good deeds and tshuva, ulinatzal menachet, to be saved from chet. Ki ulmale hayazar v'ragib letefillah karay. If only we were just careful with tefillah, that what means that shachar's min chamarv. Tefillah on our own is bodedus to the bori olam. Hayazoch lesakin ekol. We'd balance, we'd masakin everything with tefillah. Persons believe in that also. That's a reality. But it comes through being margil in his bordis, to realize how big his bordis is. And to daven to Hashem, Hashem, help me live above all the manias that push me away from speaking to you, a relationship with you. Help me do his bordis. And to realize that what? Just because the rest of the world doesn't, the rest of the world doesn't do his bordis. Yeah, but why would a person ever bring a proof from the rest of the world? The world is crazy. Like Rav Matal said last week, it's not so hard to realize that every single person in this world belongs to an institution. No? It's MS. It's mamish MS. So we have to push ourselves to realize that what? That real inyanim is what? Like we learned last night, Mechuviv Metzias. Who's Mechuviv Metzias? We said Hashem's Mechuviv Metzias. How do you have a dvekas to Mechuviv Metzias? Through his bodhis. That's the Nikud. And I'll tell you one mice that happened to me, yeah? So, when I spoke to Rav Matal at the beginning of the year, I said, Rebbe, I mamish can't like be without you. Like, I need you to, either I need to come back to America to be by you, or I need you to move here. So the Rebbe kept saying to me, Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim, Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim. He said, don't worry, you're going to see Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim. Right? He said to me like 10 times. So I was doing his bodhis in like the field over there. And I just kept thinking, like, why was the Rebbe telling me Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim? Like, what does it mean to Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim? So on the spot, I did the gematria of Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim. His gematria 827 is gematria exactly his bodhis. That you want to know how to see the Tov Yerushalayim? You want to know how to see things in his life? Right? It's beer is bodin on it. It's bodin. Hashem shows you where you're supposed to be. And you have a muna, you know? Todeinu Arachayim. Hashem shows you where to go. Todeinu Arachayim also gematria is bodin, right? Todeinu Arachayim means the what? Hashem, show me where to go. Show me the derech of life. It's gematria is bodin. You want to know where to go? When you're bodin, you just make a connection with Hashem. Hashem shows you, oh, here. Then you start thinking life, like, why am I going that way? Why am I doing this? And why is it working for me? Who gave me that Eitzah? Oh, the Bori Olam gave you the Eitzah. Person really build a real dvikas, realize that kel chai v'kayim, like we say, Hashem's alive. Hashem's giving you those etzas. Kel chai v'kayim. Happens to be that we're coming to Rosh Chodesh Adar. So Adar is gematria 205. We say about Hashem kel chai v'kayim. So kel chai v'kayim is gematria Adar also. Some realize that what Hashem's alive. Hashem's giving you etzas every single day. We say it every day in davening, three times a day. Kel chai v'kayim. When's the last time you thought about that? That Hashem's called the living God, which means that what? That he's not just on autopilot like Amalek says. He's alive and pumping. And he's there for you to speak to him. And it's an eitzah that people don't take advantage of. But if for those people who take advantage of, we saw that what? Tzadikim gemurim. That's how you get to enter into Avodas Hashem, enter the galus, siyata shemayim, which should be zocha to do his avodas, be strong in it, and keep striving to have a closer to the Vekas Basham.